This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's see what rumors we can start here in this hour of the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, keeping our eyes on the ball, if you will. A lot of things going on. It appears that COVID is coming back into the focus here in any number of ways. There have been more reports in different parts of the country, mostly up where we are. Victoria, in the Northeast,
there's going to
be a lot more. But it's not as bad as North Korea. Kim Jong Fatty has a big problem. He can either accept foreign help to fight his COVID problem or go it alone. Let's hope he goes it alone so maybe he gets it and that'll be the end of him. Huge fatalities apparently up there, and they haven't taken any action, or they haven't talked about it because that's not the way they are. But now,
well, they don't have any vaccines, so I'm surprised. No. I'm not surprised that they don't have a vaccine, because their closest partner, ally, whatever you want to call them, would be China, and the Chinese vaccine was probably the worst one besides the Russian. So I'm not surprised that they really don't have any line of defense, and it's not like the rest of the world is waiting to just, you know, send them some vaccines.
Help you out. Yeah, let's help these guys out. The South Koreans, are they offering? Did I see that someplace? We'll offer, we'll help them. Of course, they're not going to take it, even if they do offer, right?
Isn't there, there's a new South Korean president, right?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Okay.
If there is.
We're so informed. I think that there's a new...
Well, I'm informed on a lot of things. I can't be informed on everything.
I think there's a new South Korean president. But this does seem to ring a bell that there is a recent South Korean president who's new, who has talked about sort of extending relations to the North. So it wouldn't be a total surprise if they are offering some
vaccines
or some help.
They have a million COVID cases at the moment, apparently, and they've had 100,000 people die. So they're about 2 years behind the rest of us, it would seem, in terms of dealing with this.
That we know of. I mean, so much of... how do we know what's happening in North Korea, right?
Right. But it is weird, though, that 2.5 years into a pandemic, and now they admit that they have cases. It is strange.
And how did it get there? Because no one's exactly, like, traveling in and out. So I would even be... I would wonder how it even got there to be.
What, you don't want to take a vacation in North Korea? What's the matter with you,
Jennifer? Garden spot? No.
Ah,
I think I'm going to pass on that.
Garden spot of the world.
Beautiful beaches, water parks that are empty. Nothing creepy at all to see there.
If you look at some of the pictures, I'm not sure if they were trying to promote what's going on. Everybody's wearing a mask in North Korea. I mean, heretofore you hadn't seen many pictures anyway, what's going on there. They have 26 million people in the country, and most of them are not vaccinated. They're not getting vaccination from the outside world, even though I think there have been some offers, haven't there? And some humanitarian countries. Hey, look, these people are human beings. They've had problems, by the way, with baby formula as well. I don't know what they're doing.
The North Koreans?
Yep. Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Anyway.
I hadn't heard that, but okay.
Well,
are they relying on our baby formula?
The Q&A.
They're not big into feeding their people just in general.
No. But Kim Jong Fatty was bragging that he is now taste testing the company's baby formula, the North Korean company's baby formula.
Come on.
I'm telling you, what do you want
the
from
the onion
me?
Or something? Like, what is this?
No, I'm not dumped. It's actually the Business Insider where I saw that. So
Kim Jong Fatty is testing baby formula?
Baby formula, yes. All right. You heard it here first.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back to something that makes a difference to those of us who are here, and that is the Abbott company says that they've reached an agreement with the FDA to reopen their plant, paving the way for more baby formula. This is an outrage. The fact that one company bought up all the other companies, so there's one company that's supplying our country and much of the rest of the world with baby formula, is just wrong. It's not in the spirit of capitalism. It's not in the spirit of competitiveness. And it's certainly not in the spirit of helping people. One company gets shut down, no baby formula. And, you know, there are ways of making baby formula, but there are some babies that get used to it. Just one is a nuance to all of this stuff. And so here we are with another example in America of having no competition, of having a monopoly, and then when the problem exists, that exists now, everybody's looking at, well, what happened? What happened is the government let them buy up all of their competitors. That's what happened. So now there's no competition. They can charge you what they want. And in this circumstance, you're screwed because unless you have a breast pump or you have a friend who's got baby formula or somehow or other you can make it out of raw milk, then, you know, most people don't have those resources.
It's not advised by any doctor to make your own formula.
No.
People are... A lot of doctors are really warning women against doing that because it's a delicate
but
balance.
But what choice? Are you going to let the baby die? If you don't have any food, what
are you
going to do?
That's the question. They're saying to take it, if you can't get it and the baby's starving, to take it to the hospital. I guess they have reserves there. But that's, you know, that's such a cop-out. The fact that we're even here is ridiculous.
Yep.
And that we don't see it coming. I mean, come on. I mean,
leadership. None.
It's just, and the FDA, I don't know, Abbott came out and said that they were trying to get the FDA to return their phone calls to get a check, that they were ready to get back into business, and then the FDA wasn't taking their phone call. Like, what is going on?
I don't know
on?
How true that was, though, because Abbott has a lot of face to save right now, so I don't know. I mean,
everybody does. Nobody looks good in this. Yeah, nobody looks good. And so, regardless of who has, you know, who has the most on the line, it's like, you better look like you're doing something. I don't know.
Well, now they say they've got the agreement, and the Abbott has to pass inspection, I guess, because they had a lot of shoddy stuff happening, which is that's initially why they were shut down, because they had no health and safety standards, so and they had violated so many different codes. So, but now if they move forward, it's still, you know, 6 to 8 weeks before you see an increase on shelves. That's the problem. This doesn't just churn out overnight and then it magically appears tomorrow on a shelf. They said this is 6 to 8 weeks out.
Well, also with the COVID, the Postal Service updating its free at-home COVID-19 test web page. Why is the Postal Service running the COVID-19
test? They're the ones
test?
Who mail it, because they mail it out. It's from whatever...
From whom? Who's making
it? It's from
these?
The government. Well, No, I know, but if you go on to this specific website covidtest.gov. Yeah, so if you go there, it's calculated, I guess, it's run through the USPS, because they're the ones who ship it to you.
I don't know.
I know you don't test, but we test all the time to be around my parents, and so we've gotten two shipments from them. So now they've opened it up to a third, which is good, because now with all the cases, especially I'm in here in New Jersey, every county in New Jersey is now at red alert again, so the cases are
twice.
Just to give you an example, there are twice as many cases now in Monmouth County, New Jersey, on the beach where I am, than there are in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So it's bad here again.
When I go to L.A., when all of us go to L.A., when we're not going to be around Jasper, I will be, so I'll test when I see Jasper on Sunday and Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, because that's what makes sense around a young baby.
You have to test every day to be around a baby.
No, but I'm just saying that because I did once.
Well, you should test every day because, you know, if it shows up negative one day, it doesn't mean it wouldn't be positive the next day. So that makes sense to be consistent.
So to follow up on the other side of this seamy story, the number of people and the amount of money that was frittered away during the pandemic is unbelievable. The numbers keep going higher and higher and higher. The American taxpayer was so screwed by this. Whether it was unemployment, whether it was the aid to keep businesses, small businesses running. And a lot of the thieves, as it turns out, in the latest round of investigations, weren't even from America. They were from foreign countries that came up with these phony
baloney
stories.
China. I mean, yeah. The big story in California was all the people that took loans from our EDD. It just locally in the state of California.
Yeah.
No, EDD, the Employment Development Department. They were giving out loans for Californians, and they took those loans, and I think it was like $50 billion, I think, in fraud that they know about. I mean, how much more do they not know about? And tons of it went out of the state and into China.
$400 billion, as much as $400 billion, when you put it all together, unemployment benefits, the PPP loans, the EIDL loans, and the money probably ended up not only when we talk about foreign countries, but it's the crime syndicates who came up with these plans. They saw an opportunity, and they grabbed it, man, because there wasn't a lot of, I know, I applied, Jennifer, you applied for your business. There wasn't a whole lot of paperwork. It was just keep your business running. Okay, so we're legit.
Yeah, but we actually did it the right way because and filled out the paperwork and showed the payroll records. I mean, painstakingly going through.
Well,
all of the
and
process.
A lot of people.
No one else
is. Part of the problem is that a lot of other people didn't have to go through such a rigorous background check. You know, they were just, depending on where you are in the country and what agency you went through, it was just very lax because it was so haphazard.
Yeah.
And people were desperate for money. I mean, it just happened so quickly. But the problem, though, is, you know, when we do the tech report and we talk about data breaches and it's, you know, a breach a week, well, 70% they think of all the of all the money that was stolen came through exposed information from data breaches. So when average Americans and people, there's no way you would know this, but if like, you know, Doug, if you went online to apply for a PPP loan, I know you went through your bank and the whole thing, but just if a person like you went online, which is how everybody else did it, and you enter in your social security number and all the other stuff, well, if someone else has already gotten your info from a data breach, they've already entered in your information. So they're already ahead of you, and so you get turned down, but they don't tell you why, and because it looks like you've already applied for it.
Right.
And so all the money that legitimately would have gone to the person with the correct social security number, that money ended up going over to these crime syndicates in China.
Nigeria, Romania. The Russians,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, this is it really is. And
it's another reason why you have to protect yourself online.
Unbelievable.
You have to, because this is the vital information that's going out.
18 past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends?
Staples has you covered with stylish and functional home office furniture and decor curated by Staples Work From Home Style Squad. And now, enter the Staples Find Your Work From Home Style sweepstakes to win a home office makeover. Explore solutions for your workspace at Staples. See staplesconnect.com/findyourwfhstyle for rules and details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open a legal residence at the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. N67.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We're all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Jay. Well, everybody's here, but we're going to have Jay bring us down that long and lonely road into what is supposed to be the end result of starting production of Rust. To be or not to be, that's the question. And the answer seems to be maybe. Right, Jay?
Yeah, producer is claiming that the film will be completed and it's all going to be following the investigation. Once that's wrapped up, they have high hopes that they'll be able to complete this film. That's going to be interesting because you have to think about, yes, this is a horrific death of Helena Hutchins, the cinematographer, but at the same time, there are people whose livelihoods depend on being paid for this.
Yeah,
and
right.
It kind of would be nice to see the film
in her honor.
You know, get completed and then a large portion of the proceeds be donated to her son.
Family. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right.
That's probably the only way you can make good on this, right? There's really nothing else you can do. I mean, anything less than that is just going to make the film, it's going to be even more of a backlash.
Yeah. What a horrible reality. Wait. Okay, here's another horrible reality. What's going on with Kristen Chenoweth?
Oh, this is a devastating revelation. So ABC News has a new Hulu docuseries, and the chapter coming up is called Keeper of the Ashes, and it focuses on the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders, which happened back in 1977 when three young girls were murdered at an Oklahoma sleepaway camp, and Kristen Chenoweth is part of it because she was supposed to be there. She was a Girl Scout. She was supposed to be at this camp during the same time. She got sick, and her mom was like, you can't go. And she was devastated at the time, and then come to find out the very next morning, three girls were found dead. And the way that the tents were set up was supposed to be four. I'm sorry?
How did they die?
They were murdered.
Really?
That's what the investigation is.
Oklahoma Girl Scout murders? Woof.
Yeah, and the tents were supposed to be four Girl Scouts per tent, and in the tent where the girls were murdered, that was the tent furthest away from the camp counselors, and as one of the camp counselors was walking to the showers, passes that tent and finds the girls' bodies strewn kind of along this hiking path, and there were only three because the fourth member had not yet shown up to camp.
And the fourth was supposed to be Kristen Chenoweth?
She doesn't know if that was supposed to be her tent. Yeah, she doesn't know if that was supposed to be her tent, but she was supposed to be at this camp during this time with the Girl Scouts, because it was different Girl Scout troops that all got together, and she got sick last minute and wasn't able to go. So she has no, like, she should have been at this camp, and she could have been one of the victims.
Oh, wow. Should these things be memorialized in movies like this? This is a Hulu movie.
Well, I was going to say, first of all, is this an unsolved murder?
Yes, this is unsolved. This is a docuseries. And because of new technology that didn't exist back in the 70s, they're uncovering more information. And so they're revisiting it. And the whole premise of this docuseries, Keeper of the Ashes, is to look at different unsolved crimes as they are continuing to be checked out, looked at, and this is the one that's coming up. This is the story coming up, is of the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders, and it debuts May 24th.
Wow.
Wow.
How is she doing? She's still a big timer on Broadway, right? And
she does so much. I'm not sure if she's currently on Broadway. Is she? She does TV shows. She does movies.
Yeah, I don't think she's got a
big old
voice.
Working.
Yeah.
She's 4 foot 11. Remember we had her on when she was on this program, and her voice just seemed so small. She seemed so small.
She's sweet, though.
Very sweet.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The price of gas is soaring, with AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumped again overnight to $4.52 a gallon. That's too much for this Michigan man.
That's crazy that people can't even get to their jobs. People can't get to their jobs. How are they supposed to feed their family? Something needs to happen. Something's not right.
That audio courtesy of NBC News. California drivers are getting hit the hardest, with prices now topping $6 a gallon on average. The price of diesel also setting a record at $5.57 a gallon. More voters are making their voices heard today. Five states are holding primary elections, and at least three could all play a role in which party controls Congress after the midterms in November. Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Kentucky are all filling Senate seats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Chehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
As violence continues in Chicago, the curfew is changing in the city.
In response to the chaos that led to the shooting death of a 16-year-old boy, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced changes to the citywide weekend curfew. She moves the curfew up by an hour from 11 to 10 p.m. Lightfoot also announced that no minors will be allowed in Millennium Park after 6 p.m. without an adult between Thursday and Sunday.
I'm urging parents, guardians, and responsible adults in the lives of children to make sure that you know what the rules are and that you make a plan with your children and young people to make sure that they safely abide by this curfew.
Lightfoot says the new rules are necessary, but critics, including the ACLU, have concerns about them. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The suspect in California's mass shooting is due in court today. He's facing a slew of charges for allegedly opening fire inside an Orange County church on Sunday. The 68-year-old is accused of killing one person and wounding five others before parishioners jumped into action by tying him up with electrical cords. As for motive, investigators believe that the alleged murderer, a Chinese immigrant, held a grievance involving the Taiwanese community. And finally, Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. 34 at the hour. This is the DJV program discussing the latest news items that will affect you, the good, the bad, the ugly, with all beautiful ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Maybe I'm not supposed to say that, Jay. I suppose it's... Can I refer to women as beautiful, or is that like out?
Every person can be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it depends on the person, but I enjoy it. Thank you.
Their song.
All right.
What's the song, Doug? Come on.
Everything is, that's a Ray Stevens song. Everything is beautiful in its own way, except for the shootings in Buffalo and L.A. What's the latest? We haven't really spent much time talking about this. The gunman, it seems, from Buffalo bought an assault weapon, even though he'd been held for mental health evaluation. How does the system work?
This is people falling through the cracks. And this is the kind of stuff that has got to stop. And this is where sanity just goes away. Look, I'm a... strong advocate for the Second Amendment. I think that more good people with guns can stop bad people with guns. But I can tell you what, everybody was screaming about having social workers respond with the police. Where were the social workers checking up on this guy? Where were the parents who worked for the government? Where were they on this? I know he was 18, but, you know, that's still someone who's living in your home. And it just, it seems like such a failure all the way around that this
was
someone.
This guy,
and we've heard,
yeah,
we've heard the story over and over again where people, you know, the police have warnings and then still nothing happens.
And also, like, I understand both the parents are working, but, like, this kid drove multiple times, well over 200 miles, to go and practice shooting out of his car and counting the number of black people who went in and out of this grocery store. I mean, like, how do you not know that your kid is that far away numerous times?
And
you're living at home.
I guess he was standing in front of the store. He was dressed like a homeless person panhandling, just kind of do, like, reconnaissance to see how people, like, people's patterns going in and out of the store.
So, can you help me with something?
Psycho.
The congressperson from this area, Elise Stefanik, circulated campaign ads that echoed replacement theory. What is that?
First of all, I don't know the exact definition. I never even heard of it until this. But I think one of the things is that she talked about how, and this is something I believe, by the way, that the borders are open because they want to import poverty into our country. The borders are open right now. There is no control over who's coming in and out. That's just a fact. It's been that way for a couple of years.
That's not true. But
and I believe, but this is, look, you asked me my opinion, and my opinion is that they are trying to import poverty.
I get your
because
opinion. But why? What's in it
because
for
them? Okay, but what's in it for them is that they grow the government so that the government can get bigger and support more people. This is the problem. This is what they want to do all along, right? This was the beauty of COVID. They could expand the government, get people addicted to the government, then the government has more control.
Well, but the replacement theory that you're talking about, though, Doug, it goes beyond that. And typically it's tied to Jewish people running it. This is a very anti-Semitic theory that Jewish people, wealthy Jewish people, are paying for basically to replace white people in America so that it skews voting. I mean, this is it's a crazy conspiracy theory. Tucker Carlson has talked about it over 400 times on his show. People are counting how many times he's pushing this theory, and this kid referenced that. So, I mean, this, you know, words matter. And when people come up with these crazy conspiracy theories, look how it influenced this one kid who murdered 10 people.
But you know, at the same time, Rachel Maddow inspired the guy who shot up the congressional baseball game.
This
is the point. There are plenty of people who think crazy things. There are plenty of people who do crazy things. There are plenty
that
they don't act. They don't pick up a gun and they don't start killing
people. Can it be fixed? Can this sort of thing be fixed?
I don't know.
And
how our society passes people through like this. And then the story in Orange County, that one keeps getting more strange. So there was a mass shooting at a church. Notice the president's not coming to that one. The mainstream media doesn't want to talk about it because it doesn't fit the narrative of a white shooter, which I think is also really problematic because mass shootings, if you look by in the last year alone, have been carried out by multiple races, but we seem only really interested in the ones that are carried out by these same, you know, like blank-eyed looking white kids. But this guy is Chinese, drives from Vegas to a church, a Presbyterian church that has a large Taiwanese congregation, and opens fire on them. They believe that's a hate crime and racially motivated, that this Chinese guy wants to kill Taiwanese people because of the political stuff that's going on between those two countries. So why that church? How did he get radicalized? He came to this country. He's an immigrant, but he was working as a security guard in Las Vegas. So why get in your car one weekend and open fire on a church of elderly people and, you know, shoot up some 90-year-olds? It just doesn't... I don't know. It's all very frustrating because it's just you want an end to it. You want a solution, and there's just not one.
All right, so question number two. Why are we sending U.S. troops to Somalia? I get that Somalia is a hotbed of terrorism.
Because we left a big vacuum there for terrorism.
Our job, what's the rest of the world doing? Where's the U.N.? Why? No, not just us that's going to be affected by this. It's going to be the whole world. I'm all for if we can put these people out of their misery by you know, just chasing into the sea or something. But why is the, in the big picture, we apparently we've been sending troops to Somalia for a while.
No, Trump pulled them out, and this was a big controversy. I don't know what his beef was, but the Pentagon...
I thought they were over there after that. Remember the Tom Hanks movie? When that was a true story about a freighter getting captured by Somali pirates.
Yeah.
And so...
I don't know. I don't know what Trump's reasoning was, but I remember at the time the top generals were like, "We don't do this." And so here we are now. We've got to send 500 troops back. There were 750 because now we've just been.
700 they were pulled out. They were put into other. I guess they were. So
they were taken to other.
They were
other places.
Yeah.
So now they're going to be restationed again,
right.
Back to Somalia, because it's just left way too much of a vacuum for terrorism.
Well, the terrorism. It's the world is nuts. I said this earlier in the week, how this is not the world that I grew up in.
It's depressing. It's just everybody's hateful. Everybody is just, you know, and I don't know, and everybody spins. What's really sad is like in our shootings here, nobody's even talking about the victims anymore. People are talking about stupid Tucker Carlson. Like, if you don't like Tucker Carlson, don't watch his show. Let's talk about the police officer who was so brave that he engaged this guy and lost his life, and these families have nobody to go home to anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's incredibly frustrating that we lose the human element because it all becomes politics. And it's just, I don't know, it happens every time. It either goes into a political argument or it goes into some dumb debate about guns, and then we forget about it, and 2 weeks later there's another shooting.
Tell me whether this is a dumb debate. There is a dress code in, I believe, I'm not sure which state it is, I think maybe Minnesota, Michigan, one of the M states, that's being discussed to not allow hoodies in restaurants.
Why?
So, because hoodies indicate, it would seem to some people, there's a certain contingent of crime, the element of crime in criminals that wear hoodies. So if you're wearing a hoodie.
Yeah,
I wear hoodies all the time.
In hoodies.
But I don't get profiled because I'm white. So if you're black and you're wearing a hoodie, you get profiled. So, yeah. And this is a perfect example of that.
In what state is the hoodie ban happening?
He said it's an M state.
It's
he
an
couldn't
M
remember.
State.
One of the M's.
Remember. One of the M states. And it's not Massachusetts, I'll tell you that. At any rate, it just is.
This
bizarre.
Is a school. Is it a school? No, that was in 2019. I don't see anything about this.
Doug always has these sources where you Google and you're like, I'm not seeing anything here. Where is it?
I mean, I understand, like, in school. So the story that I'm looking at is from 2019, and it was in Chicago. And I can understand that. If you have gang activity, you want to make sure you can see what people are doing. Maybe you don't want baggy clothes and such because you probably don't want to, like, have people carrying guns into school. But apparently this group of Chicago teens overturned their high school hoodie ban. That's what I just read.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about Jeff Bezos then. You don't want to talk about hoodie
bands. We were trying to figure out, like, where is this happening?
No, I said, because the point is that it is happening.
You said it was in restaurants.
In the back of my head, I don't have it in front of me now. I'm just remembering seeing this someplace, and so I'm making reference to it.
I can't imagine restaurants doing it. Jen makes sense with the school thing, but, like, how do you...
I guess my question was, just in general, should hoodies be banned? Just because they're... People, some
that
people.
Ridiculous.
From a fancy
just
restaurant.
Just in general,
if there's
no.
A dress code anyway.
Right. Criminals. Just in general, no. I'm
in
wearing
school,
one right
I
now.
Understand.
Like, no.
Like in schools, I get a dress code, and that can be really important for schools because they have gang activity and stuff going on. But like, should the Outback Steakhouse ban hoodies? Probably not. I mean,
can't wear a hoodie to Chili's anymore.
No.
It's their whole clientele. I don't know.
Chipotle. Jeff Bezos.
Don't touch the leggings, all I got to say.
Right. Do not come for my Lululemons.
Took a shot at Biden over his handling of inflation and his plans to tax the rich. So other than slamming Joe Biden, which I guess is okay with some folks, what's your plan, Mr. Bezos? If you're going to take a shot at somebody, then let's have a plan to remedy the problem that you think is the problem.
Well, what Bezos thinks is the problem is unions. and Biden just met with a potential group of people from Amazon who want to unionize. So Biden and Bezos are not on the same side of the union debate at all. So naturally, this is trickling into other areas. Oh, inflation and taxes on major corporations.
Well, but there's a bigger discussion here. We talked earlier about Abbott controlling the means of production for all, no matter what kind of formula you're using for your baby. It's only made by Abbott Laboratories. So one company. Now, aren't we on the way? Think about this. Those of you who are so lustful to go onto Amazon every day and buy whatever you can buy, it's easy, it's cheap, and they ship it to me. Yeah, it's all about me. Well, what about the rest of the world? What are you doing to businesses in general? This guy has got a warehouse that's 900,000 million square feet on pretty much every corner. You can't go through many suburban areas outside of big urban areas and not find a bunch. There are three Amazon warehouses being built within 10 miles of me right now. So what do you think is going on?
There's one that just took over what used to be a Sears department store. So, the warehouse or the big store footprint is already there. So I've noticed a lot of Amazon places are moving into, instead of building
stores,
a new warehouse, they're just going into existing spaces.
Well, but they're going to open those stores and sell some merchandise. I think that's what's going on with that Sears store that was in Santa Monica, Jennifer, as a matter of fact, right next to the Pacific Coast Highway. When you go under the bridge to go out to the PCH, there's a big old Sears store. It's a great store. Just one of those original Sears stores. And I think they're putting an Amazon store in there, which is right by the promenade. It'd be a perfect, it's a great place for a store. But what about other people? What about other companies? They're as bad as Walmart. Let's put everybody out of business so that we can make more money. This is not the American way. You don't try to push it. Apparently it is the American way, but it isn't the right American way. I can't see how this is good for a guy like this with all this control and power in this business that big. Nah, not good. 48 after the hour.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
JV Health, Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He's also a GAPS practitioner. He and his wife run a fabulous clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Anytime you need good health advice, just go online to their website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you will get it. There are a lot of things that you can get also from his podcast on Forbidden Doctor, from his local radio program, and also from the podcast that comes from the DJV Health program. As a matter of fact, I was just looking at some of the things, because you are doing this on your own, more or less, now without my help, outrageous as that may seem.
we're sadly deficient.
Yes, you are. I was looking at the summation of the last podcast, and where we rank when it comes to our own health, what it is in America that passes for good health, what you find out at the health food store. It's really a startling fact, and you go through a lot of it. Plus, you give people advice on what to do. You just were giving me advice on what to do with a couple of different things. There are great products from Standard Process that you can get through Jack's website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then, of course, there's the advice from Mary. That includes raw eggs somehow or other, or vinegar, or whatever it is. Mary's God lover. She's got all kinds of remedies, and you know what? They work. Check out the download of the podcast at djvhealthshow.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell. Brought to you by Caligrin. So we've been talking a lot about baby formula. You've got something, speaking of Forbidden Doctor, that has no connection to real commercial baby formula. So what is this? Is a solution to the problem I've been looking for a week. How about what to do if you can't get the baby formula? Everybody say, oh my God, what are we going to do? So what are people going to do?
A number of years ago,
we were approached by some mothers who either could not produce milk past the first few days or wanted to nurse longer than they were able to produce milk. So we put a formula together, and it was comprised of the correct kinds of proteins, the correct kinds of fats, and the correct kinds of sugars that do not occur in commercial formulas. The material that's in a commercial formula, you can pick up any can if you can find one, and you read the ingredients, and there's about 15 ingredients listed. And it's, as I said, a poor choice of formula, a poor choice of fats, and about four or five of the names of the 15 ingredients are different names for sugar. And if those things weren't loaded with sugar, those babies would never suck that stuff down in the first place. Oh, but Dr. Jack, babies can live on this stuff. Well, sure they can live. Living and thriving are two different words. Not being hungry and being able to grow off of something doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting the optimum material. So Abbott Laboratories has a problem. There's a big recall. There's a shortage in the shelves. There's a big panic. Anytime there's a bit of a panic, everybody's going to go out there and clean the shelves even further. And it never, as I listen to the various radio stations and the various news reports of this, it's as though this is the only thing a baby can eat, is something out of a can made
by a commercial.
Well,
that's what we're led to believe by the popular media.
Well, sure. That's it. But no, you know, if you go to orders@forbiddendoctor.com and just simply write in where you put in an order for something, leave your name, your phone number, and ask for more information regarding the baby formula, we'll get back to you and tell you. Or you can call 801-523-1890 and talk to him at the staff and say, hey, I heard Dr. Jack talking about baby formula. Can you get me some information on that? Now, there's about, you know, a half a dozen or so products, maybe more than that, that get mixed together that you can do at home. Most of the stuff is made by standard process, but you're not going to find a less expensive price than what we have at Forbidden Doctor. Yeah. And it comes from the farm. It comes from animal extracts. It comes from Mother Nature, not from some laboratory that's throwing a bunch of synthetic stuff in there.
Oh, a big commercial food plant. That's what Abbott Laboratory is all about. And one supplier, that's from hunger. Dr. Jack and Calitrin go together. He's very helpful with his advice. You get some great advice there. Our people, when you go to toploss.com, you can actually talk to somebody, a counselor, about the results of working with Calitrin, how it may help you not only lose weight, but keep it off the all-natural way. That's the formula. All-natural, three or four ingredients, bingo. Proven successful by thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people. So you want to keep the weight off that you've worked hard to lose? Go to toploss.com. Check out using the DJV code, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.